Sounds from the streets of Ho Chi Minh City, what was years ago called Saigon, today, as the Socialist Republic of Vietnam celebrates the end of its war with the U.S., what the Vietnamese call the American War, the war that ended 40 years ago today. And the Vietnamese call this day Reunification Day, the day the last Americans left and the North and South were rejoined. Bob Oakes, from our mothership, here now contributor WBUR, has been in Vietnam all week reporting on this anniversary. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Robin.
And tell us more about, we hear a little of the sound. What was the scene at today's celebration?
Well, it was surely very colorful and very loud. Loudspeakers, blaring, recorded music, and announcements all over the center part of the city. It was a military parade. There was a heavy police presence on the streets. Our producer, Shannon Dooling, was told there were snipers on the rooftops. But you can't say that that kind of security is surprising, because if the U.S. president or the vice president was at a parade in the U.S., there would certainly be tight security, and the Prime Minister of Vietnam was here in Ho Chi Minh City reviewing the marchers and delivering a speech.
Yeah, but Bob, to who? Were there a lot of spectators there?
No, that's the odd thing, Robin. There were just scattered groups of spectators on the sidewalks from what we could see. But in the main viewing area, you needed a card to get in. This was not a parade for the worker. It was a parade for the connected. But it was a television event that was broadcast to the masses.
Well, and you tell us that it went right by the U.S. consulate in Ho Chi Minh City. And the consulate was the U.S. embassy in Saigon. Before Saigon was renamed Ho Chi Minh City, and we remember, of course, all the fraught moments at that embassy in the last moments of the war as the U.S. evacuated. And today, you tell us there was a solemn ceremony there. Tell us about that.
Well, April 30th, 1975 was commemorated, the day the last U.S. Marine Guards at the then embassy were evacuated off the roof by helicopter in that famous scene you mentioned that many are familiar with. Just hours after the parade wrapped up outside the consulate's concrete walls inside the U.S. compound, a group of about a dozen of the Marine Guards who were the last men out of Vietnam 40 years ago dedicated a plaque on the consulate grounds to the last two U.S. service members killed on Vietnam soil. They were Marine Corporal Charles McMahon of Woburn, Massachusetts, and Lance Corporal Darwin Judge of Marshalltown, Iowa. While on a security detail, the two were killed simultaneously in a rocket attack on the U.S. airbase a few miles away before dawn on April 29, 1975. The U.S. ambassador to Vietnam, Ted Osius, addressed the retired Marines gathered here, the Marines who actually paid for the plaque and organized this dedication.
In your dignity and your graciousness, in the respect you show to the nation and the people of Vietnam, you send to the whole world the very message that I want to deliver here today as well. Americans remember the past and we honor it while we look to the future and build on it.
The ceremony was quite moving, Robin, and a couple of the Marines were actually a bit emotional.
Bob, tell us more about that, because this is why you are there. Massachusetts had the first killed in Vietnam and the last killed, and you followed these servicemen back. Is this helping them? I mean, as you well know, we've talked about this. I went to Vietnam in 2002. You know, there's a goosebump that rises on your arms as an American when you step onto the land, and these are people who lost friends there. Has this helped them?
Several of them I know have come back here for a degree of closure. It's specifically the reason that they decided to make this trip at this time. And we talked to a couple of them right after the ceremony today, and one of them gave us the impression that he was ready to move on. But the other, a police officer in Massachusetts named John Gillane, said that he was just starting to move on. So varying degrees of closure, Robin.
40 years. And just really, really briefly, Bob, what about the Vietnamese that you got to talk to? I remember when I went, the translator, Kong, who some listeners might remember because we had him on the air quite a bit, at the time he said, you know, 50% of the Vietnamese are under 30. They have no sense of the war, what they call the American War.
It's one of the youngest populations in Asia, which is actually one of the reasons why so many international businesses are trying to move here, and it's part of the reason why this particular city in Vietnam is booming. But beyond that, almost everyone we met has been just exceedingly friendly and polite. And, you know, when we're sitting on the sidewalk and soldiers walk by, they're flashing us the peace sign as if to say the past is forgotten and the present is the present.
Bob Oakes, from here in our contributor WBUR, in Ho Chi Minh City. He's been there all week. We'll link you to his stories at hereandnow.org. Reporting on the end of the war 40 years ago today. Bob, thanks so much.
Sure thing.